Have you been injured at work and need help getting the benefits you deserve? Call me, attorney Steve Marte, at 312-312-HURT for a free consultation. That's 312-312-HURT. I will personally handle your claim from start to finish. Call me, Steve Marte, today.
Live from the First Midwest Bank,
a division of Old National Bank,
State Street Studio.
This is
Waddle and Sylvie.
Waddle and Sylvie.
We are ESPN 1000.
WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
It's the Waddle and Sylvie Show, live from Fire Bar in Crystal Lake. This is a Waddle and Sylvie Miller Time live broadcast.
Listen to Chicago's home for sports on the ESPN Chicago app, 100.3 HD2 and ESPN 1000.
Here, go see the action today. Waddle and Sylvie with Miller Lite live at Fire Bar.
They'll have a blast getting you home this afternoon. Crosstalk's brought to you by Club Hawthorne. Put a little more action into your weekend at one of Hawthorne's 16 newly remodeled betting bars. Or bet the races from home or on the go with Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app last weekend for the Thoroughbreds. And then rolling into the holiday weekend next weekend, starting with races on Thursday. They'll do the conversion to get ready for Thursday and the harness meet for the summer. You know, the Hawthorne's the last track in the country that does that. That does the Thoroughbreds and the
conversion.
They do the conversion. Yeah, they do it in 72 hours after the last race on Saturday night. It's kind of crazy. Jimmy Miller was telling us all about it on this week's edition of The Odds Couple, which you can get now on the ESPN Chicago app. Thank you to Connor McKnight for joining us today and Mike North for the bonus play. Thanks to Black and Abdallah, as always. And thank you for listening, calling, and participating in today's show. And up to Crystal Lake we go to say hi to Waddle and
Hello.
Sylvie. What up,
Hello,
boys?
Carm, can I ask you a quick horse racing question first of all?
I don't know much about horse racing.
I thought the Meadowlands did both stills.
Nope.
No?
No, Meadowlands.
The only track left in the country that does it is Hawthorne. That's it.
Okay.
And Jimmy Miller was explaining a lot of it is because they're the only track left in Illinois. That it adds races and it keeps more revenue coming in. Like in other states with multiple tracks, they can spread it out more where some tracks just decide we'll do thoroughbreds only, the others can do standardbreds. There used to be five tracks in Illinois. It's not the case anymore.
Jimmy did a really good job this year handicapping the ponies, didn't he?
He's unbelievable. He went 3-0 again last week. Like he's been terrific. A lot of winners. Absolutely.
Fantastic.
How's Fire Bar?
It's great.
Yeah.
This is a great spot. Yeah. It's very big and spacious. We're building a crowd as we speak.
Nice.
We've got White Sox tickets. We've got a lot of ESPN and Miller Lite swag.
I got a Miller Lite bottle in my hand right now.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah. If you can't stand us, there's a beer garden out here. So, you know, you could kind of come by it, but just chill out on the beer garden. And
way to sell us.
And look, that way there's a little bit for everything.
There you
go. I got to tell you, I enjoyed my ride up here.
Because
you guys were both on a roll today.
Well, you're go.
Both of you. I mean,
Sylvie appreciated your Adam Silver comparison to Dumbo.
Yeah. I didn't say it. I just said it reminded me of a Disney movie. That's it. I didn't say which one. Could have been The Lion King.
All right.
Because he's up on the podium.
Which
you
one
guys
did
don't
you really
know which
mean,
one it was.
Okay.
I was leaving it out there for interpretation for anybody.
Ambiguity?
Yeah.
Well.
Yes.
This guy.
I didn't hear the restaurant conversation, but I did hear that.
I told Waddle about this. What was the term that you were using?
Restaurants.
This is a financial industry term now?
Well, what it is in any of these big companies that are looking to acquire their restaurants, it's a category.
So
what ends up happening in like the restaurant industry, like your fine dining ends up struggling, but guess what? They end up doing a little bit better. Because they're not as expensive as fine dining. So instead of going out there, they'll go to these restaurants and spend their money.
Right.
What are they called again?
You know what they're called. You're not going to get me to say it again, so stop. You silly man.
I said it twice.
You've only said it 12 times.
I said it twice.
Well, Tom likes to hear me say it. Tom can say it himself if he wants to say it.
Listening to Carm when it comes to the White Sox.
Getting revved up.
I could listen to you do a six-hour show on the White Sox and the range of emotions that you go through.
You're the one.
6-hour White Sox show?
I mean, for but
with one guy hosting, just, Carmen lamenting about just, how god awful the White Sox are and how terrible Tony La Russa is. Come on,
just the way he goes through from sadness to anger, lifelong, pissed off.
I'm a lifelong White Sox fan, and I think they got a really good team. But then they get hurt, and then after that, the pitchers. And what's wrong with Giolito?
It's Mount brutal. DeFalco is starting to heat up.
It's brutal, you guys. I mean, I'm at a loss. Like, it's just, I don't know that they're going to ever be above 500. They're not going to be five.
Garm, do you know the last time this team was a game above 500?
Sometime in May.
Late May, May 26th.
May 26th. It's a month, Tommy.
Yeah, well, and Sylvie said to me, said, you know, just a moment ago, he's like, it's been the same for 3 months. I said, 3 months? Go back to the midway point of last year.
They're about 500, right?
Yeah. They've been the same team since the All-Star break of last season.
Injured, a subpar.
Yes.
Not good enough.
Yep. Unfortunately.
Congratulations, Carm. That's what you got to look forward to.
I know. Thank God they're in the worst division in the league, because that's going to be the one thing that keeps them in it, I guess, through the summer.
But are you guys going back today? It seems like you've been there every day this week.
Just twice. Two this week, not going back today. I'm taking the night off. Watch the game later. You can watch the cup final. Try to do a little bit of everything.
I got a little bocce ball tonight.
Sylvia and I had a good Stanley Cup hockey finals. Conversation.
How'd that one go?
It was really good. We were debating whether or not we should play Colorado tonight. They're a heavy favorite, I think, because they're at home. They can wrap up the series tonight. And then we went through the exercise of trying to name as many NHL head coaches as possible.
Oh, God,
and we got stuck on John Cooper.
You want to hear?
How many? John Cooper.
Okay.
That's it. That's
Patrick Roy.
Are you serious?
Patrick Roy.
Patrick Roy's
isn't
not
he somewhere?
He's not a coach.
He used to be in Colorado.
You can't name another coach.
John Tortorella.
He's off now.
No, Tortorella's not there anymore.
Just got hired.
He got hired by the Flyers.
Come on, guys.
Flyers. Watch the news.
Derek King.
He's not the coach. The Hawks have a coach.
Well, he was.
Luke Richardson.
I'm not proud of it.
You can't name the coach of the Colorado Avalanche? They're in the final.
Nope. I know. I don't know who it is. Who is it?
Jared Bednar.
Excuse me?
Who can name Jared Bednar?
I just did.
Well, you're a big hockey guy. Even though we are the hockey show.
You guys are the hockey show. They can name one coach out of...
Yeah. There's got to be a Suter still somewhere.
Well, you know the coach
or a Suter, right.
There's a Suter or a Sutter out there. Well, where's Daryl Sutter? Come on, his team was in the playoffs this year.
L.A. Kings.
No.
Calgary.
Good job, Sylvie.
There we go.
The Calgary Flames. By the way, they've got one of my favorite players in the league, Andrew Mangiapane. Do you know what Mangiapane means in Italian?
Eat bread.
Andrew, eat bread.
Yeah.
You tell me a better name than
Go
get a Mangiapane jersey for Braxton. That's going to look great on him.
Who's coaching out of Vancouver?
Vancouver's coach, off the top of my head, I don't think I can name.
Have.
I can picture him, but I don't know it.
Mike Keenan.
Winnipeg.
No, it's not Mike. It's not Mike Keenan.
Winnipeg.
Winnipeg is not Paul Maurice anymore, is it?
I have no idea, Carm.
Who is it?
How about Montreal? How about Les Habitants?
Hold on.
You guys can name four, so we named one.
Big Islanders.
Big hockey brains back there.
Well, the Islanders fired. They fired it. They fired Barry Trotz, so I don't know that
they're
picking a new
coach. So they're coming with a new guy.
Barry Trotz.
He's been around the block a little bit. Barry Trotz.
Detroit is still Mark Crawford.
It is not Mark Crawford.
No, Mark Crawford was here.
I was right. Paul Maurice is the coach of the Jets, so I was still right on that.
Yes, you
were. New York Jets?
What's the scouting report on the new guy then? Luke Richardson, you said his name is?
Yeah, a longtime player and who's been an assistant
for a while. Played 21 seasons, scored 35 goals.
Wow.
Well, he played. He was a defenseman.
I didn't say he wasn't a defenseman, Carm.
But
there's a little friction back at the studio.
They're ready
for the weekend.
His 1.7 goals for season makes me think that he's really going to teach the defenseman how to play offensive hockey.
That's silly.
My heavens.
That'd be like saying you couldn't coach on the defensive line because you had 9 sacks.
It's silly.
Don't be silly.
It's a silly comment on my part.
Good one, Carm. Good one.
And wrestle.
That's like saying Jim Haslett couldn't be a good coach because he was a terrible professional football player.
Thank you.
Right.
I got you. I know what you're
saying. Look, if you survived 21 years in the NHL and not score that many goals, you must have been good at your job.
That's something.
Like Ulf Samuelson.
Exactly. We've got to be good at something.
Carm, did you ever see, what was the 30 for 30 that was coming out?
It's coming. It's
Detroit and
Detroit. Yeah.
Is it E60 or 30 for 30?
I think it's E60.
I think it's an E60.
Okay. When's it come out?
I think this weekend.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
The preview, the, like the little trailer, was unbelievable.
Is this like mid 90s?
Adam Foote's face was bloodied.
It's,
head,
it's the whole. We're going after death.
Was it Konstantinov that played for the Red Wings?
Yes.
What? Sure.
What? Konstantinov.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's the guy who got hurt, right?
Yes. Number 16. Yeah. Number 16. For
Larry Anoff was on that team.
But this is the, you know, for those of us that can remember the mid-90s and just how brutal that rivalry was, and I, like the Claude Giroux and, not Claude Giroux.
Claude Lemieux.
Claude Jocelyn Lemieux, excuse me. Right?
No,
some hockey guy you are back then.
I'm telling you, it's Jocelyn Lemieux, wasn't it? Wasn't he part of that group?
He played for the
he played for the Hawks for a while too.
Yeah, but it wasn't Jocelyn; it was Claude Lemieux.
Matt Meller needs to do a new hockey open for us.
I mean, really, you guys, you can name one coach.
Well, you're not so good yourself over there, mister.
Carm named them all. You turned through them like there's no tomorrow.
I mean, you guys are unbelievable, the hockey show.
We're the hockey show, not the.
I mean, come on. What's wrong with you?
It's the. And by the way, I'll tell you this, that this is why the old man, Wirtz, was terrible, because those two teams, Detroit and Colorado, the Hawks were like a player away from being them and beating them. Like, they were in that conversation, and they had some series against both of those teams in the mid-90s with Chelly and Amonte and Roenick. They're really good teams, and instead of adding, they're like, let's trade Roenick.
Yep.
Let's get rid of Chelly. You know, and that's how cheap they were back in the day. That was a really good mid-90s Hawks team.
They were good, Sylvie.
Yes.
And then they started blessing us with Russians who couldn't skate.
That was awful.
Sergei Krivokrasov.
Oh, Karpatsev.
Alexander Karpatsev.
That's the famous rant from Pat Foley.
That's
This is what we do the Friday after the NBA draft when the Bulls don't do anything exciting.
Well,
talk about hockey.
You guys down, too? I mean, I don't care.
I'm not down.
Yeah, I'm not down. I'm not down.
I like the pick, though. I like the pick, but I'm a bit down.
What, because they didn't do something bigger?
Well,
they didn't get Kevin Durant.
I mean,
right?
You guys are talking. Yesterday,
yeah.
It sounded
I thought
like
they were going to get Kevin Durant last night.
Convincing himself that Kevin Durant was coming. I'm like, what? That was fast.
I'm calling Dino's for a Kevin Durant jersey.
I'm like, all of a sudden, AK's on the phone with the Sean Marks, and they're getting Kevin Durant? I'm like,
why didn't AK speak last night?
Come on, Carm, can't you connect those dots?
Why did Mark Eversley speak and not AK? AK's in the back working the phones for KD.
That's the dynamic.
That's what's going on. AK's looking to wheel and deal. He's like, Eversley, you go out and speak.
So what, you're signing and trading Zach and who else to get KD?
I think it's Io and Patrick Williams for KD.
Io without Zach? Okay. Now we're having fun now.
It's a goofy Friday show.
I couldn't believe it. They're getting calls and they're connecting the dots to Durant. I'm like, we better pump the brakes just a little.
Simmons and Russillo on their podcast after the draft did talk about them, though.
Did they?
I think they did a draft.
I didn't listen to their draft recap yet.
So supposedly I think they did a draft of teams who could make a trade for Kevin Durant.
Wow.
And I think what their offer was when they brought up the Bulls as a team that could get him is Zach, a sign and trade with Zach.
Well, that have to be.
Patrick Williams,
yes,
and a combination of picks. But I don't know what they have left now
to trade
as far as picks.
Combination of picks coming back to the Bulls?
No. You would have to do whatever you have available.
I don't know that they have the picks.
Yeah, you don't have one next year. And then there's the conditions on the Portland trade that you got through Cleveland.
Hmm.
You know, that's lottery protected. So Portland's got to be good for the Bulls to get that pick.
Right, that's right. That's why we were hoping that Damian would stay healthy, actually.
Right.
And that kind of – so I remember talking about it when it happened this year. That kind of sunk that ship.
Right.
So all of a sudden, I wonder – I'd like to hear what they have to say about that. But, I mean, it seems very – very unlikely, boys. Even the Gobert thing is starting to feel more unlikely.
Well, I just don't want to run it back, Carm. I mean, I don't want the Bulls to do a White Sox, and they're owned by the same guy. And you want to talk about a mirror? Look at the end of the Bulls season compared to the end of the White Sox season last year, with injuries, with the subpar play, with a one-win postseason. And what the White Sox do in the offseason? What the White Sox do?
They signed Josh Harrison.
So. And then what are they doing now? They're middling,
yeah.
Okay? So what are the Bulls going to do? If they're going to follow the game plan that Rick Hahn had and that Jerry had for this White Sox team, they're going to be in the same spot as the White Sox this bowl season.
I guess I'm
And we're going to sit here in the middle of the year and say, well, you know, and they expect better luck. Their best player wasn't injured all year. DeMar DeRozan had great luck. So if you think you're going to get healthier with Lonzo, who's never been healthy, with Zach LaVine, who's had now two knee surgeries,
I know.
And all this stuff, first of all, the White Sox, it could get worse.
And Lonzo.
The White Sox were banged up last year, and now all of a sudden what? They're banged up worse this year. So if you start thinking better luck is what's going to help you for next year, you've already lost.
I just canceled my season tickets.
I get it, Sylvie. Like, you don't want to bank on the luck thing. I'm just not as convinced as you that I think Gobert does make them better. It'd be kind of crazy to say that he doesn't, but I'm just not as convinced that he's...
But how likely, I guess the question then, Carm, is how likely are they to make that deal now? I think, that, like, didn't you say, wasn't Joe Cowley on your show yesterday?
Yeah, hey, Joe.
And you were telling us, look, I mean, they've telegraphed this. What they're expecting is that guys are going to be healthier and that they're going to come together and there's going to be more cohesion and that maybe they're not looking to do anything significant.
Joe made it sound like he doesn't believe much of it at all.
That right.
It's just, that right. It ain't happening.
And then that's what we're in for then.
Yeah, you're in for
the mirror
seed,
each other.
The seven seed, Sylvie, and then what? I know. It's
right, right.
Well, I mean, listen, again, maybe you do. I heard you talking earlier, Carm. Maybe Vooch does shoot it a little bit better. I wouldn't sell that
to
anybody. But that's right. Maybe Patrick Williams does improve some. Maybe Lonzo Ball is healthy. Well, maybe Zach stays healthy. And if all of that comes together, are you still getting past the top three teams in the East?
I probably not. But you need and how many times have we all said this, like in the last 6 months alone? The key is going to be Patrick Williams.
Yeah.
Is he as good as they think?
Right, right.
How
he's got to improve.
He's
right.
got to be really, really good, you guys. And I mean really good.
I made a comp last week with Moncada to Mitch. I'll give you another Bulls comp to Moncada. That's Vooch. Moncada is Vooch. Like, oh, no, we can't move Moncada off of third base and move him to second and sign a third baseman. Moncada's too good there. We don't want to screw around with Moncada. He's too valuable to us. What's Moncada doing this year? You're hoping that Moncada bounces back. How's that worked for you?
Not well.
And so, like, we're hoping that Vooch is going to shoot better.
It's an angry Friday, Travis.
I'll be
a little frustrated. I can hear it.
I got to get him a little Miller Lite in his veins right now.
You want to hear? We did get a development with Cap and Jay Hood today. Did you guys hear this?
No, what was it?
I don't know if we have it back at the shop. Is Justin on the board right now?
Justin is on the board right now.
So, yes. Justin, if you have for me another Now's North guy, by the way.
Yes.
Do I like a big dog? No.
Justin's no.
Viking? We're
Vikings.
Vikings?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You want to
remember
guys.
I don't know if we have, like, a saying, but we're both Now's North Vikings. So they, at the end of the show, addressed us tweeting from Cap's account.
Yeah.
And take a listen to this.
Hold on. We're getting it. Hold on. We're getting it. Oh. No, we don't have it. Hold on. Abdallah's going to, they're working on it. Hold on. I want
to
hear
Abdallah's going to the Grateful Dead tonight.
I know.
Isn't
he and Danny are going, him and Zed, he and Zed
they're already sharing a bong.
And it's not the Grateful Dead. My God, they come
I'm
out.
I'm sorry.
Dead
the
and
Dead
company.
And Company.
My goodness gracious.
My bad.
I mean, really, all you Grateful Dead fans.
Were they giving me hell for saying that?
I know it doesn't offend you.
Yeah, I don't care. Call it whatever you want to.
I heard John Mayer's awesome.
I want to see John Mayer play with a bunch of old dudes
tonight. Do we have that sound?
Yeah, we do.
Here we got it. Man, you've got to be careful with your Twitter. Be careful, man.
Why?
But when we leave here, close it out.
Okay, I want you to see. I did this yesterday.
If people are writing stuff on here, on your Twitter, when you're not around. You know that Carmen and Yurko and Waddle and Sylvie are going to have a time and mess with your Twitter like
Correct.
They did yesterday.
Okay, so I just logged out, okay?
Yes.
Now, if I click log in, it doesn't even ask me for the password. This stupid computer here saves it. And I do not want it saved, and I keep saying, do not save.
I can investigate for you, see if I can take it off.
That would be amazing.
Thank you, Charlie.
Help you out, you know?
I mean, I know when I saw this yesterday, you did not tweet, you've got any Bulls info, my balls are tingling,
right.
And that's usually a sign of big things to come.
I was on the golf course.
I know, and I was like, I know Cap didn't do that. It's crosstalk.
Right.
Somebody in there did that.
And then.
Sylvie.
And then.
Right.
There was another one, like big Cubs news from inside sources. I tweeted that a year ago, and they either cut and pasted it or they just parroted it again.
Okay.
I'm glad that their lives are so enriched by, you know, doing that. I actually have a life, but I just logged out again.
Yes.
So what I have basically been forced to do is starting Monday, I'm bringing my own laptop in. I'm going to work off my computer.
You're going to have to, because as long as your Twitter's up there, it's free reign for them to just make fun of you or do something.
I love how Cap is forced to bring in his computer when nobody else has a problem with it. Like, he doesn't know how to log out of Twitter.
Nobody.
Are you kidding me? He's like, now these guys are forcing me to bring my laptop. No, just log out.
The words are, I am so computer illiterate that I don't know what the hell I'm doing, so I'm bringing in my own computer.
Right.
That's the statement. How much do you love that he's bragging about the fake tweet I sent about
you copied and pasted it. You basically, it shows you were able to imitate exactly what Cap has tweeted in the past.
Unbelievable. Cap, I did not copy and paste it. I didn't go a year back into your Twitter, find that tweet from like 10,000 tweets ago, and then copy and paste it. No, that's not.
It just came off of the top of your mind.
It's pretty easy.
In 30 seconds. Yes. I love that.
That's talent. I've got to bring in my own computer now because I don't know how to log out of Twitter. Nobody else has a problem with it.
How about just log into Twitter on your phone and leave it off your computer?
This is what he was referring to. He auto-saved his fake account, the burner account.
Right.
The burner account is auto-saved on that computer. But the real thing, he just didn't log out. And I've had that problem before, too, in which he took advantage of it and he tweeted out some stuff. And if he would have just logged me out, I would have been like, I'm not going to do that to him and I'll log him out. But now that
he's tit for tat, right?
Look, you want to play? Let's play.
All right, boys, what's on the show today?
All right, well, so we'll take your calls on
4 hours of hockey talk.
Yes, please.
We'll break down the new Blackhawks coach. We'll talk to all the insiders to let you know how they're going to attack the power play.
All right.
And we'll preview game 5 of the Stanley Cup playoff.
Attack the power play?
Well,
do you mean how the penalty kill is
going
to...
Hey, Carm, you watch your mouth back there.
Power play. Like, are they going to do what Kitchen did a few years ago? Are they going to the kitchen? Yeah.
Sylvie. How are they? Are they going to run an umbrella?
Wasn't it Mike Kitchen who designed the power play?
Oh, yeah.
You know me. See? That's Freddie Kitchen
over here. Listen. There's an aggressive way to approach the power play, and there's a more passive way.
And that's what we're going to break down.
What we got to do is find a seamless connection between the two philosophies.
We're going to talk to our insiders and let the listeners know on how the Hawks will attack the power play.
Are unbelievable.
Will they use a defenseman as the point?
Yes.
Or will they spin it around?
In all seriousness, did I hear last night that at one point either the Lightning or 2 nights ago that either the Lightning or the Avs were playing 5 defensemen at the same time?
I don't remember that. I don't think so.
Has that ever happened, Carl?
I don't think so.
I thought I heard.
I was watching that game. I don't recall that. I don't know how you would even.
No.
I don't.
In theory.
Do you mean Tampa had to play with 5? Chernak got hurt, so Tampa had to play with 5 defensemen.
Okay, well, that's what I'm talking about. Maybe that's what it was.
Are the Hawks going to go to the old dump and chase?
No.
Good times.
Tommy, you heard one of Tampa's defensemen got injured.
Does on a Friday night.
Yeah.
He dumps and then he chases.
Oh, boy.
You only have 6 active defensemen normally, so when one gets hurt, you're playing with 5 defensemen, but they weren't all out on the ice at the same time.
Okay, Carm.
Does need to do a new hockey open.
I'm just saying.
Spectacular. Wild things in a Stanley Cup final game. There are 5 defensemen on the ice.
Carm, I was watching White Sox baseball, and then I just could casually hear out of my left ear about, Sean McDonough was telling me the Lightning only have 5 defensemen. I'm like, why the hell are they on
their
ice
roster
at the same time?
On the roster.
It was a new strategy.
Yeah. When you're in your own zone, and they've got the puck, you have 5 guys playing defense.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best ever. Waffle.
They're in the 4 corners.
They're playing 5 defensemen on the ice at once.
There is no shot clock, guys.
Amazing.
No shot clock in hockey.
All right, so we'll talk Bulls draft.
That's 5 long sticks on the ice at the same time.
Amazing. Are they going to sit? Jason Goff is going to join us at 4. Len Casper at 5 o'clock. We've got the tickets to give away to our fans on the phone line for Free Ticket Friday at 50, and we are live at Fire Bar and Grill in Crystal Lake.
Fire.
All right, boys, have a great show and have a great weekend. We'll see you. Peace. Waddle and Sylvie are in Crystal Lake with Miller Lite at Fire Bar. Go see them. Everybody have a great weekend, and Waddle and Sylvie get you home next.
It's a Waddle and Sylvie live broadcast.
Welcome to Miller Time. We are live from Fire Bar and Grill in Crystal Lake. Are you not at the live broadcast? Watch it on Twitch.tv or the Twitch app. The Waddle and Sylvie Show on ESPN 1000.
All right, we're live at Fire Bar and Grill out in Crystal Lake. It is a beautiful Friday, and it is Miller time for us.
I wish we were doing the show outside. We are inside, but outside it's pleasant, it's nice, it's airy. Good people here, too.
Good people. Come on by. There's plenty of room for you. Great big place. Lots of televisions. Come hang out. The food is spectacular.
Mike from Flagstaff is here.
Yep.
Met him earlier.
Right. Big listener. Knew all the inside topics of the show.
Yeah.
You can tell the people who listen.
Yeah.
And, like, who is the guy we took a picture with, too? He came during the break when you were in the bathroom, and he said, tell Waddle I've got a stack of jerseys for him to sign. And that was an inside joke.
Yeah, last time we were out or 2 times ago?
I think the last time. Yeah. The last time we had Miller time at Binney's Beverage Depot.
There you go.
When the grandmas came by.
Correct.
And you believe that they were just like the, what do you call the drug, the people who...
Mules?
Yeah, they were the mules.
Yeah, they were autographed mules.
They were the Waddle mules. They were the ones doing the carrying of the... of the Waddle jerseys to disguise who the
why didn't you ask them what their grandkids' names were? You ask them what their grandkids' names were? You were trying to be all friendly with them and strike up a conversation.
You know me, I'm Mr. Friendly.
But they didn't seem any more willing to talk than you did at that time. You both like your
oh, they
your lips they
know
sealed.
They no interest.
None.
No. I'm not saying that you were wrong. What I've always just said is why. Why not just say, look, I make money on the Waddle jerseys, you know? Why do you need to? You're going to sign for anybody.
Of course.
I've known that. This is not like other people have said, Sylvie's just jealous. Like, I'm
Who
just saying,
that?
Like, why? Why is
that.
Someone hiding the fact that they're getting
because
six jerseys signed to sell? That's always
maybe they feel like if I thought they were looking to sell these, I wouldn't sign them. I'll sign whatever you want.
I don't care.
I don't care.
You're like,
you care less.
Whatever you want. You want the seven signed, I'll sign the seven.
Take that jersey and turn that into $4 profit. Listen, I'll do it. I'll sign it for you.
I saw someone on Twitter last night. Twitter was hopping last night. With sock stuff, with draft stuff.
Really, was Twitter really hopping with draft stuff?
I heard Carmen said that Twitter was nearly burnt to the ground based on the mom.
Yes, from the Kansas player, right?
I always feel bad for the player in that instance when the mom is being viewed in that way.
Yes.
She had the dress on, and I'm like, this is the kid's biggest moment. Didn't we have this too recently in another draft?
Yes, it was the quarterback from BYU.
Yes, at the Jets.
Yes.
Zach Wilson.
You know who else had their draft moment spoiled? Paolo Banchero.
Oh,
you see the guest cameo that they had?
Because of Coach K.
Out of nowhere. Biggest day of the kid's life, and here's Coach K. Yeah. Got to get his two minutes in.
Did you send Tyler? I sent him a gif of Coach K doing something.
You're a great leader, and I just think the sky's the limit for you and the team's getting such
is
a
Coach
great
K doing the Zoom from his office, which is the
which is
head,
still his office?
The head basketball coach? Office.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Well, why couldn't he be there? He still could
Bill
have been
Self
there
was there.
Him. Was
Mike Bray was there.
Was Shire there?
I didn't see Shire
because
there.
Those guys are the head coaches of their organizations. Coach K's not anymore, Tyler.
Well,
Baylor
we'll see.
Baylor
Scott Drew was there.
Yep, he was on the set. He was yucking it up on that set.
I mean, Scott Drew.
I met Scott Drew at the Chicagoland Hall of Fame induction ceremony where he went in.
And you?
What a nice guy.
Great
guy.
In the
same class?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Scott Drew and you in the same class.
You betcha. And Cap. Cap was in there.
Wow, so was it like a Sports Central induction or was it just a Cap?
It was also you wouldn't have to ask these questions if you would have gone instead of going to the Bulls game because Joakim Noah was being honored for some reason.
Yeah, that was this year's one.
Yeah.
Okay, you're talking about this past year. Well, the Bulls were back. What, I mean, what do you want me to do?
Listen, I was fine with that
you
as well.
Didn't tell me
didn't
about
care.
This.
I didn't care.
I felt
care.
Terrible, but I already had these tickets, and they were sweet
the
tickets.
The moral of the story
was out
is
with Dame and a few friends, too.
Dame dropping now.
Yeah.
He's playing a role of Michael Wilbon today will be Mark Silverman. I was just saying that was the first time I met Scott Drew. He's a wonderful guy. Not only a great basketball coach,
that
but
whole
a stupid
family,
dude.
Right? I mean, I remember when Valpo had that first initial run. And Homer was honored at a Bulls game when I was covering the Bulls, and he could not have been nicer.
Super family.
And Bryce obviously played for the Bulls, and then he
much
was
much nicer
coach.
People than you and I.
Is that right?
Oh, no question. Much nicer human beings.
We're not bad people.
No, I'm not bad, but like on the if we're doing power rankings for nice people, the Drew family is significantly higher than you and
the
I.
The Drews are up with Charles Barkley from yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, getting back to the Twitter thing. I always feel bad for the player. Like, it's one thing, like, when people are always say, Sylvie, you outkicked your coverage. Like, on my Instagram page when I post to my wife, it's my wife, and fine. I'm not going to say that I love it, but whatever. I mean, I know, okay, fine. There are worse things than to have outkicked your coverage. I mean, I kind
of think there are.
It's a compliment. But when it's your mom, when it's mom, and everybody is like, hey, this dude was just drafted. Not sure who he is from Kansas, but take a look at that dress on the mom.
Twitter's like, going to break.
I feel terrible for the player.
Yeah.
Do you or are you part
I think
of
it's
the crowd,
odd. No, no,
Tyler?
No. I feel odd about it as well.
It's awkward for the player, certainly. There was another player, too. I think it was Jaden Hardy. He was one of the G League guys. But his mom looked just like the other mom, too. It was the same thing, and like Twitter was going back and forth over the two of them. But, no, it's awkward for the player for sure.
They were pretty petty people just in general, yeah, I would say. My point was more about that. Other than that aspect of the draft, it was a pretty uneventful evening, wasn't it?
Right. But I was saying about the Waddle merchandise. Someone did tweet me yesterday that they made a football card trade with the son, and the dad acquired a football card of you.
Okay.
That they made a trade, like old school trading cards.
Outstanding.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is good.
So, yeah, you could come on out, get as many autographs as you want.
Sign for my hand falls
off. Yeah, you don't have to doll it up and say that, hey, these
for
are
my
for
grandkids.
If you want to sell them, sell them.
Sell them.
Whatever. Like, if you can sell a Waddle jersey, that's great.
More power to you.
Yes. Waddle's a capitalist, right?
I am.
Yes.
Yeah, I am.
But yeah. There is still a long offseason to go, and I do like
Danny Zetterman was right, though. I mean, it turned out to be a rather uneventful night for Bulls fans, and I don't believe I saw and I told you so on the text chain at all. But he was right; there was not a whole lot going on.
Well, look, I mean, when you stream a show, not every show is going to have a big cliffhanger or a big moment. Sometimes one show sets up another big show, so. Could they be setting up? It seems, and I'm interested to talk to Jason Goff about this. And Carmen was talking like it's fait accompli that they're going to stand pat. And I know that, and I think we had a bite in the system yesterday that AK at his exit meeting said we want continuity.
Right.
But I also don't believe that continuity will bring you much. I they're not good enough. And it's the comp with the White Sox. I think the Sox and the Bulls of 2021 and maybe into 2022 could mirror themselves. And
good teams, but not contenders based on who they are.
And I'll give you the comp on Patrick Williams. The comp on Patrick Williams is Andrew Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Vaughn did not play in the 2020 season because there was no minor league season. He already was known as a good hitter, but he could not play, and he lost a year.
Yeah.
And last year, he played, but he struggled in some aspects.
Didn't hit righties well.
Could not hit righties. Had an OPS of 600. So then this year, it was like, okay, could the White Sox really grow from within if Andrew Vaughn becomes a good hitter? And sure enough, here he is batting like 330. He's been spectacular in every aspect. The Sox, though, aren't much better as a team for
not.
A variety of reasons.
Yeah.
A lot of the injuries are repeating themselves. They didn't get better at second base. They thought they could tweak. They thought continuity is the thing. Let's just tweak the bullpen. Let's just tweak second base.
Well, we talked about them putting a lot of chips in on them growing from inside out so that they're like you're saying, their guys would blossom to the degree that
that's what would take them over the line instead of adding a Schwarber or somebody like that or a Marcus Semien or somebody that you may say, well, that's, you know, we have. No, I mean, they were in the position, I think we all felt the same way, to, if anything, overspend.
Like, and they still may. And I'm just sort of raging at the narrative out there that a lot of people believe they're standing pat. And I'm just saying there's the entire offseason. This is just the first stage of the offseason.
Yeah.
Like, first, Zach has to accept the match, okay?
Yeah.
That's the first order of business. And then when free agency starts, there could be, again, no one had DeMar DeRozan ever on the Bulls' radar going into that July last year or whenever free agency was held because the schedule was backed up. No one did, and AK did. And I still believe in this crew. I'll be disappointed in this crew if it's Dalen Terry with a few sort of tweaks and just say, let's do it again with Vooch, let's do it again with DeMar and Zach and Lonzo and Caruso and Io getting better and Patrick Williams getting better, and we'll add maybe a shooter. Like, that to me, you're wasting DeMar DeRozan's prime. You only have him on a 3-year deal. He's probably never going to be as good as he was last year.
No.
So on that simple fact alone, you're going to have to get better, not just like continuity to grow. So, and then they have certain weaknesses on this team.
Yeah, you're not going to get to the top of the mountain just by the existing players you have improving or staying healthy. And that's got to be the start. Like, if Vooch is part of your rotation next year or part of your organization next year, he's got to shoot the ball better. There's no guarantee he's going to do that. Zach's got to stay healthy. Not only do you have to have him sign, but he's going to have to stay healthy and be somebody who's more of a difference maker when you get to the postseason. I don't expect DeMar DeRozan to be as good this year as he was last year. I mean, maybe he will. He's a fine, fine, fine player.
He's very good, even if he's not as good as last year. But
I mean, even if he doesn't reach this year, if he doesn't reach last year's height, he's still a quality contributor. Patrick Williams is the X factor. He's got to improve. And then to me, just as much as Patrick Williams taking that next step, is Lonzo Ball. You're a different team with Lonzo Ball. You know, when he wasn't available, which was the majority of the year, the offense slowed down. Like, in a lot of instances, you asked the 32-year-old DeMar DeRozan to bring the ball up.
But you didn't have a point guard.
You asked him to do all of that stuff. Lonzo Ball speeds up your game. He's a 40% three-point shooter, and he's a plus defender.
Right.
Like, that's got to be part of your equation next year if you are going to make progress.
All right, if you want to weigh in, 312-332-3776, what did you make of last night? What do you think the Bulls are going to do in this offseason? That really hasn't even started, and many people are still coming to the conclusion that they're going to stand pat. I hope not. I'll be disappointed at AK if that's the case. And then there's the zoom-in thing. Who's the player they got yesterday? And do we like them? We will discuss that as we're live at Fire Bar and Grill in Crystal Lake. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite.
It's Miller time.
We are live from Fire Bar and Grill in Crystal Lake. This is a Waddle and Sylvie Miller Time live broadcast.
Listen to Chicago's home for sports on the ESPN Chicago app, 100.3 HD2 and ESPN 1000.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox!
That's right, it is a free ticket Friday, every Friday. It's what we do, it's what Miller Lite does. Not only is Miller Lite bringing us out and about today in Crystal Lake, Fire Bar and Grill, but every Friday, no matter where we are, for our fans on the phones who can't be with us in person, or if you are with us in person, you can call right now, 312-332-3776, because you got to do a quick caller 7.
Caller 7.
And you'll have a chance to win 2 tickets to the Sox-Tigers game on Thursday, July 7th. Really, that's the only team they've proven they can beat.
I was just going
year.
To say that, I mean, that's a team
right
that,
there,
yeah,
right?
that you could definitely count a W on.
You watch Hobby strike out 3 or 4 times. Maybe
boy, how bad has he been?
Yeah, I know.
Is Chris Bryant even playing right now for Colorado?
I've lost track. I was just asking somebody yesterday because I forgot who was telling me. I think it was Carmen yesterday was telling me about Rizzo, how Rizzo's back hot again. The Yankees did another walk-off win. I'm not going to break down the Yankees because that's done far too much between 10 and noon these days on these airwaves. Like, it's a New York damn sports show. But Rizzo's hot, and I said to Carm, I go, is KB back? Not checked in much with the Rockies. I did see Schwarber, and I don't know if you saw
20 home runs.
20 home runs in MLB. Did you see what MLB tweeted out? Because it was last June as well with Washington when he went on that big run. He started the year again very slow last year with Washington. And I forget if he had 15 or 16 home runs in June. So they tweeted out the highlight of his homer yesterday. And they put January, February, March, April, May, Schwarber, July, August, September, October.
It's crazy.
And you know,
I heard the good kid reading his stats today. I believe it was 20 home runs, 41 or 2 driven in, and 50 runs scored, I believe.
Yeah.
I think he's got 12 home runs more than the highest total of any of the Sox players. Isn't Abreu have 8 home runs?
9.
Okay, so it's 11 higher than that.
And Abreu's a bounce back, and he's had a good overall year, but no one is homering like they have in the past.
By the way, Javi is hitting 216 on the year, which I think is up. 259 on base percentage, a 367 slug. His OPS is 626. He's hit 6 home runs and 21 driven in.
So he's 626 OPS, and he probably has – that's the difference between Schwarber. Whenever anyone always cites – hey, Schwarber's hitting 220. You could look at his average. I bet you he's about 216 or whatever Baez is, 220, 225. Schwarber's OPS, I believe, is close to 900.
His OPS is 842.
Okay, so mid-800s.
He's hitting 216 with an on-base of 342. He's hit 20 home runs, 41 driven in.
So exact same batting average.
Yeah.
But he gets on base 34% of the time.
Yes.
And then all he does is slug.
Hits dingers.
Meaningful home runs, you know?
And
he's on the upswing again. I think it's...
Do you know how many home runs that Rizzo has?
Rizzo is like 20-something, too, does he? 19?
Rizzo's got 19.
Yeah.
19 home runs, 49 driven in.
I saw a Cub fan tweet today. Dom retweeted it. And that's it's sort of like Rodon. And I think Schwarber and Rodon, I believe, were drafted back-to-back in the same year. Because I wanted Rodon that year. The Sox drafted Rodon. Sox got nothing for Rodon. And it's the same thing with Schwarber, where, okay, if you choose to let go of Schwarber... They let him go. You know, I think they let him into free agency a year earlier, too, didn't they? Where they could have offered him something for the 1 year salary. And that's the problem for a guy who's done as well these last couple of years. He's never going to hit for high average.
No.
But at the end of the year, he's going to have an 800 OPS or above, and he's probably going to hit 35 to 40 home runs.
Rodon.
And you got nothing for him.
Nothing. Rodon in 14 starts this year has an ERA of 2.70 and a whip of 1.09.
I think he pitched last night, too, didn't he? For the Giants?
I think so.
Yeah.
101 strikeouts on the season so far this year.
All right. So I want to go over what the Bulls did yesterday. There's the small picture on what they did. I think for the most part the reviews are good. So that's good news. But then what's the big picture going to be for the Bulls? We'll tell you what they got. We're live at Fire Bar and Grill in Crystal Lake. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite right here on ESPN 1000.